like to start recording because y'all like to chat.
Until y'all like to chat.
Right.
There's a problem.
We got a call.
Yes, sir. Okay, I'm going to call this meeting to order.
Who are you?
Draft minutes are not ready at this time.
Oh.
Item number one is Mr. Dan Gardner. The site address is 2600 12th Avenue North. It's in the 12th Avenue North District. This is for new construction and landscaping. Mr. Gardner, are you here?
I'm here.
Good morning.
Good morning. How's everybody?
Great. Well, for an old man, I'm good. What do you want to do?
What do I want to do? Okay, we want to build a new convenience store on this corner here on 12th and I guess it's, I don't know, Highway 31 or what do we call that road right there?
Caraway Boulevard.
Caraway, yes. It's kind of a small lot and we're going to try to build a small building and the owner wants to develop it into a convenience store and he's got a lot of convenience stores around town.
Where's the parking going to be?
There's not much parking lot. Just a little bit in the front, and looks like one along the road, along Caraway. Well, maybe not, but there's two there. So it's a very tiny lot.
Yeah, do you have a proposed rendering of what it's going to look like, though?
We do.
Can we show that real quick? And then we'll go back to site plan.
Is there gasoline service included?
Yes.
Gas pump?
Okay, that's what I want to see. So this is going to be on a prominent corner, and across the street is going to be the new amphitheater, is that right?
Well, a Top Golf is catacorner from that.
Top Golf, okay.
So this is a gateway to Caraway.
Caraway, yeah.
It's a gateway
to the Caraway development, yeah. Okay.
A block up from where the church
that's
has been standing
yes.
for 20
for
years.
For only five.
Okay.
I think there's a church that never got built across
that
the
one.
Street.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one.
We approved that, actually.
But it's being reclaimed by the city.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've heard.
And do we have the Caraway Master Plan by chance? Okay.
This parcel is not part of the Caraway Master Plan. Okay.
So it's outside the Master Plan. What's the street in front of it? Is that Caraway?
Yeah, Caraway's the vertical street. And 12th is the horizontal.
And I hope you understand, you know, we have a brand new development there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not familiar with that.
Okay, well, we have a brand new development that's going to showcase Birmingham.
Yeah, I think if you're not familiar with it, that's important that this project be understanding of what that development's doing.
Okay.
And compliment.
That's a 50-acre development site with the amphitheater.
Is there any drawings or renderings or anything?
Yes.
Yes.
Lots
yes.
of news and publications.
New Birmingham Amphitheater.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not
familiar with it. Okay, well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think we, unless you want to continue the case, I would make a motion of the table and let you come back after you've reviewed that and maybe and look at some adjustments you might want
to
make.
Is it easy to get the information?
Yes.
Oh, yes. It's all over the website, on the city's website.
Caraway. It's the old Caraway Hospital. And this is the Caraway. It's a 50-acre development.
It's the entire site of the Caraway Hospital complex.
I think I'm turning the house into.
No, they're turning it into an amphitheater.
A portion of it is the amphitheater, but the rest of it is to be determined.
If I remember the master plan, your lot will abut other out parcel convenience. That'll be located along that stretch. So it all needs to work together in terms of parking, accessibility, drive lanes.
His site is right there.
And I'm pretty sure your client is right up for
you. My folks down.
Yeah.
His site is right.
It's the convenience store.
No, that's
right
the chicken.
The Jack's.
Yeah.
Chicken.
He's across from
the streets and churches. And we're real concerned about it.
That'll all come back. Yeah. So I'll make a motion to table.
Second.
Any discussion? keep in mind what we're doing, what yes. we're doing here, okay?
Yes. It's a good project.
It's a good project. We like it, but we want it compatible.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
I mean, this is an up and coming area. We got Uptown, we have the stadium and all that good stuff. We can't tell you that. You need to look at the proposed master plan and make that decision.
I'm fine. Call me. I'm working on it.
So, there you go. Good.
And we just finished DDs last week. I mean, CDs.
Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Ayes have it.
Okay.
Thank you. Sorry we had table, but. Number two, Mr. Kariba Bush, 301 Reverend Abraham Woods Jr. Boulevard. This is in the 8th Avenue North District, requesting approval for the addition of a new canopy structure. This was last seen in October of 25th of last year. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We've approved it twice.
Yeah.
What are we going back for?
It looks King Hill.
That's what I was
going to
tell. Change the sign.
Right.
Hey, no.
The letters of the sign. So the
glue.
Right. Okay.
Really?
So,
I get the right.
So we're looking at a canopy?
Yes, there's a little roof. If you go back to that first picture, right now on the left side, right here, you want to just put like a little roof over it.
So you have a little covered patio to the side of the building?
Yes, sir.
Nothing to the front? Okay.
Well, in the front, we're going to do it's a 15 by 20 that was approved already, and I'll just wait and do it all at the same time.
Gotcha.
And so, like I said, we'll come out 15 feet, go over to the end of the patio, to the end of the patio.
Okay.
You have drawings of what you're proposing?
Sure they are.
Okay, there we go.
Now we have seen this before and approved certain aspects of it, and you're wanting to put a pavilion in front, correct?
Oh, on the side. So,
on the side.
Yeah, a lane to
like a wall cover. Because as you can see,
over that.
The sunlight is real. It's real.
That's the eastern side.
Yeah. Just trying to cover that up a little bit.
So you expect a big crowd in the morning?
That's
the east side, so the sun.
Yeah, that's gonna be morning.
Yeah, that's morning, so the sun never hits that side in the afternoon. The reason I know, I got some in-laws that live over in that area, so I pass by it.
In-laws or outlaws?
In-laws.
Okay.
I love them.
What about the setback requirements? Are you infringing upon that? You know?
No.
The side yard requirements?
No.
Gotta make
plans to weigh in. Yeah, he said everything was
kosher. No, I'm saying from the city of Birmingham. Say that requirement because it's not a permanent structure, it would be an attached structure.
We don't see the trim on the side of the building in this drawing. Is that shed below the trim?
I'm not sure.
What is that?
Decorative trim,
yeah.
It's Art Deco on this building. There it is.
Yes,
you're
below
the
trim. On the start below the trim?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
So it will be below the trim?
Yes.
Okay.
And a good drawing would have shown that.
Yeah.
This drawing does not represent
the trim. I don't think it's below the trim. It may be what you want it to be, but it's, well, in the section it looks like it's above the trim. In elevation it looks like it's below the trim.
But the trim is not drawn, so we can't understand it. So it needs to be able. Needs to look like you thought about the trim. Right now, it's impossible to tell.
I guess not. You say you just want drawings to show it.
So, well, the picture though looks different from right there to right there.
It does actually.
It's the that detail on the left is just showing it.
This is not trim.
That's not trim. But I'm saying the picture.
Some kind of
attachment.
Ledger, the board to wrestling.
Yeah, there's a vertical also. What's the? What, I can't read it from here. What the vertical say? To the right. Oh, it says existing structure.
Yeah.
Okay. No, so. Right. Yeah, because it appears. Go back to your elevation. I mean the drawing. I mean the photos.
Right. See,
in that drawing, it looks like there's a vertical something on the building, but there's nothing vertical on the building. So the person that drew it is not representing what's there. So I'm a little nervous about the lean-to.
And particularly since we have different conditions there, it needs to acknowledge those where it.
Is this something that we can approve and have it come back to staff, provided it's below the that line?
So what I need to do is...
Wait a minute, staff? Yes. Would y'all be comfortable in approving issuing a permit without a specific drawing like that?
Well, we want to see the drawing, but if they can submit the drawing showing what you're asking...
Are you clear of what we're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
So, the thing is he clear? All right.
Yeah.
Your architect. Yes.
Ask a question. So what he needs to do is draw.
Well, I'm gonna tell you what he needs to do. Your architect needs to draw all of those components that are at the top of your building, so that when he put his lean-to in, it falls below those Art Deco elements.
And he needs to measure it, not just eyeball it.
Yeah.
He needs to know where or she.
And if you could superimpose that on that elevation. That would help tremendous. Like, give us an elevation.
That's a good point, really. Good point.
Yeah. And I think that'll do us.
Staff, y'all understand that?
Superimpose the new lean-to structure on that elevation. That shouldn't be that hard to do. All
right. Yeah.
And that's from top to bottom. Because you're going to try to put it on there. Is that an existing slab or is it a new slab?
It's existing.
And he's not going to do anything with the slab, right?
Right. No.
That's just going to be like an outside sitting area.
Okay.
Is there a motion on the floor?
I got a question. When you first came, you mentioned something about the numbers on the front of the building. What did you say about that? Was you doing something different?
No. He said
we've approved it twice. Second approval is for the numbers.
Okay.
So when you come back, have all of the pieces that have been approved on the drawing, so that we can see it as a whole and not pieces of it.
Okay.
Particularly the species of wood, metal roof.
Yeah, because we have members on this committee that hadn't seen the original, what we approved. Okay.
Yes, sir. Gosh.
So is he coming back to staff? Is he coming back to design review?
I'm changing my motion.
We don't have a motion yet.
He needs to come back here. Just to...
It's your table.
Table, yeah.
I'll second the table.
You understand what we're doing?
Yeah.
We're tabling your application for right now. So you come back to us, not staff, with the drawings. Okay? All right. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Thank you, sir. Item number 3, Mr. Miguel Balanis, 2801 Road Circle, Highland Park Local Historic District. This is for the removed second story door and replaced with a wooden window, replacing slate roof with asphalt shingles. Is this a forgive me, Sal?
It is a forgive me. It was approved with conditions, and I'll give you a little explanation. So what they did for the forgive me is they got an interior-only permit, but some of their work seeped out into the exterior, so we did a stop work order, and then they submitted for design review. Within that, they had already removed these 1970s double doors. They were able to work with the local historic advisory committee to find a historic negative, which you'll see in the update. that they were, the conditions that were placed on, they've gone ahead and fixed the window with the conditions that was placed on by the local.
Okay, so
they've met all the conditions.
This is a contributing structure.
Yes, it is.
Number one, they removed 70 doors to replace close to the original.
Right, and so what we did actually, there was two hallway doors in the back of the house.
Yeah, we're familiar. We're familiar.
Perfect. I have a picture of what it looks like now, if you all like to look at it.
Yes, please.
Yes, please. Yes.
Do I email it to you, or how would I like cast it?
It's in this.
It's in this? Lot. Okay, perfect.
Sure.
There we go.
Yeah. And so.
So originally, when we did stop work order, it was just this large one plate glass window. But with the new negative, they were able to go in and put in two wood windows, original wood windows from the back of the house.
Looks better.
Looks wonderful.
You have to like it better too, don't you?
I do like this a lot better.
Okay.
I do like it a lot better. And then we did, we kept the Tudor style on there again, and then we color matched the exterior again. And we originally didn't think there was going to be like any exterior work done, so we just went ahead and just went on the inside. And as we got more into the project, we realized that we made a mistake in that.
Well, hold on. Okay. They moved and seconded. Chair has a question.
Yes.
Because we have another aspect of this.
Oh, that's right.
It is a contributing structure. It has a slate roof. They're asking to remove the slate and replace it with asphalt?
Yes, sir. Yes. This is a sample of it. It's a GAF high dimensional shingle. And it's rated for 25 years in algae protection. It's a very similar color to what is already there. And it gives it a dimensional like look to it.
When you say already there, you mean on the same structure?
Yeah, on the same structure. It would be to replace that slate. It's in the horrible condition. There's so many areas.
Can you go back? Where's the asphalt?
There is no asphalt. It would be replaced with...
Oh, I thought you said match what was there.
No, so it has a similar
dimension.
It's going to
match.
He's saying that looks like a shingle.
Yeah, the dimension of the GAF matches up with that slate.
And there's several houses that have done that. We're just talking.
Yeah, there are several houses in that little Highlands area that do have...
All right, so that's... All right, so it is... You're not saying that.
But y'all are pulling the slate completely off. And
yes, yeah, the slate is just in air conditioning.
What you going to do with it?
In at least. I wish we could do something with it, but...
I know you
And it's very valuable.
That's very valuable.
It's also very expensive.
There's a lot of people in Mount Brooklyn they use it to repair.
Unless you want to, we can set it aside for you. We'll have like a dumpster right there. You'll have maybe 2,000 square feet worth of roof.
Got to take it off.
Do y'all realize how expensive that is?
Yeah, that's like a $50,000 roof.
Easy.
Yeah.
Oh, more than that now.
Try to protect it when you remove it, and if you protect it and remove it and put it by the side and put a you can take sign up, you don't have to get a dumpster.
If I was your lawyer,
If I was your lawyer
and your client came to me, I would say contact someone to see if they would like to purchase this.
Yeah, absolutely. And so I talk with Matthew, which is the home builder. I'm just the property manager.
Only if I was your lawyer.
Okay. All right, I think we may have...
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion?
Are there no people? Neighborhood?
Oh, is there a neighborhood?
She said talking to the mic.
Oh, yeah. Yes. They put the condition on with a double window, but didn't have a condition or a problem with the roof. They were fine with asphalt.
Shocked people. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. I said it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next item has been removed. Item number 5, Mr. Byron Kelly, 4608 7th Court South. This is in the Avondale Park Local Historic District. This is for new wood windows, a wooden board siding repair, paint roof, and a deck.
Yes.
Good morning. Tell us what you'd like to do.
Sure. So we purchased this house last year. We had a permit to do work interior on the interior, and then it bled over to the outside. So this is also a, please forgive me. Just a little bit of background. My wife was in the hospital with preeclampsia, so I kind of did keep good tabs on this project, this renovation. So they, my contractor removed the windows, and that's when we got a stop work order. But anyway, what we're proposing to do is to replace the rotted windows with wooden windows to match the historic look as close as possible. That includes the trim, the siding, the windows, and then we had some, we'd like to paint the house white and also the doors black, and I have some paint swatches here as well. The house is pretty, it's been uninhabitable for 2 years, so it was vacant, so we purchased it to renovate it and fix up.
We normally don't like painting brick.
It's not brick.
It's not brick.
I'm sorry. I thought it was brick.
It is wooden siding.
My fault. Never mind.
We're not replacing the siding.
The meds kicked in.
Okay. But yeah, we're proposing to paint it pure white, the siding. We do need to replace the roof. It's currently has asphalt shingles. We're just going to go back with the sanded asphalt shingles color-wise. The roof is just in need of new shingles.
And the trim is going to be white too?
Yes, pure white. It's going to match the existing. Those first pictures that were shown, that's what the house looked like originally. And we're going to have our carpenter match that correctly.
And there is a neighborhood report.
Yeah, they approved it with no conditions.
Do I hear a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve.
I'll second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it.
Is that the last item? Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
Motion.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Thank you.
So I can go.
Microphone. Off. Microphone's off.
Somebody clicked the correct button over there.
As long as it's on a red button. There we go. So, who's got gossip?
I don't have gossip, but I have a wish that somehow we would have overlays at the gateways in our city. We've got a little watch happening.